You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Did you know that some of the most important deals in tech and business are made right here in the Gem State? Specifically, they're made in Sun Valley during the annual Allen & Company conference. Now, the conference brings together some of the most influential moguls for an exclusive and tightly guarded gathering every summer. Well, at least until COVID interrupted it last year, because then it was canceled, but it did return this summer. In fact, last week, the resort town brought together people that included Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Apple's Tim Cook, and Berkshire Hathaway's Warren Buffett. NPR reporter David Gura was able to get a glimpse at what was going on at the conference. He is on the line with us now. Hi, David.
Hey, great to be here.
Okay, so first off, for folks who don't know, give us a quick history about the conference. I mean, you know, Allen & Company, you know, who are they? How long has it been around? And, you know, who gets invited?
Yeah, this is a small private bank based here in New York, all family run, been around for about 100 years, and the family has ties to the West, a ranch in Wyoming, and a love, a great affection for Sun Valley and the surrounding community. So about 40 years ago, they started to have this conference at the Sun Valley Resort. And it's interesting. It's not a hard sell. They bring these executives to the resort, which they mostly rent out. And the goal is to get them talking to each other. Yes, bankers are there if they need them, or if they want some counsel or advice. But mostly it's just to get to know each other, have things germinate. And then maybe in a year or a few years, there might be a deal that might come out of the conversations that are held there. And indeed, that's happened in the past. So the atmosphere is pretty casual from what we can see. You mentioned that I got a glimpse at it. Everything is off the record. The press is allowed to certain areas of the resort, and I kind of set up some interviews on the sidelines. But it's funny, you see these really famous faces walking around, but you can't really approach them. Yes, you can yell at them and maybe they'll come over, but they do enjoy sort of safety and comfort of being in this place that Allen Company has rented out.
Oh, right. I mean, when you get the whole resort to yourself, I mean, that's pretty nice. I think it's, it really is, right? And Summer Camp for Billionaires, as it's called. So it is fair to say that some pretty big business deals have come out of this conference. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so a really famous one was when Walt Disney bought ABC and ABC's television stations. That was now more than a decade ago. But the conference began as a conference centered on media and telecom, and it's expanded since then to encompass more entertainment. There were a lot of healthcare companies that are represented there now. In terms of technology, it's gotten into AI and more advanced computing. But it's these media deals that have gotten the most attention. Comcast's acquisition of NBC Universal was reportedly hatched there. And then when Jeff Bezos, the founder, now chairman of Amazon, met with the former owner of the Washington Post at Sun Valley at this conference, he decided he wanted to buy the newspaper. So I think it's, you know, as a reporter, you go there wondering what might come out of it. I don't think that anything has explicitly arisen like right in the few days afterward. But when a deal comes about, especially in this space, especially in media entertainment, you can often trace it back to this conference because you know that the principles, that the point people were all there talking to one another. So it holds that importance as a place where at least preliminary conversations take place among executives.
So what does Allen & Company get out of this? I mean, in particular, because it's, you know, they're private. They're not even a publicly held company.
Yeah, it's a very old school bank. You know, you look at investment banking today, and a lot of them have gone public. They have to answer to shareholders. Allen & Company doesn't have to do that. It still really focuses on these kinds of deals and on IPOs. So it kind of sticks to its knitting. And in doing that, you know, it's able to make these kind of long-term investments or can hope long-term something's going to come about. So they recruit top bankers from all the major banks who have established lists of clients, good relationships with clients, and frankly, have enough money that they don't need to be worried about making a paycheck every couple of weeks or at the end of the month. But you're right in saying that, you know, they rent out this resort. They spend an awful lot of money on accommodations and food and entertainment. It's called Summer Camp for Billionaires because everything's provided and you can really enjoy yourself and have a great time there. They're making this investment up front because when a deal comes about, you know, say it's an initial public offering, you're going to need banks to underwrite that deal. Allen & Company is operating under the assumption that in good faith, by going to this conference, by being a part of this conference, you're likely to invite Allen & Company to be a part of those deals. And when that happens, the bank is going to get a cut of what comes out of it.
So we know that for the first time ever, it was canceled last year because of COVID, came back just last week. Did you see any changes, anything different because of COVID and the cancellation last year?
So first things first, like executives are really glad to be back. And I think that, you know, having been around for 37 years, conference not taking place last year was a real shock to a lot of these executives who kind of set their calendar around this event and, you know, really like coming out to Idaho for a week every year. There were changes this year. When folks arrived at the Sun Valley Lodge, they had to prove that they'd been fully immunized against COVID-19. And then they were given rapid tests by nurses from the Mayo Clinic. They actually flew in nurses from the Mayo Clinic.
Wow.
The head of that clinic is a participant in the conference. So they got those tests pretty quickly. and then you saw the masks come off. But a lot of the goings on at the conference took place outdoors. In years past, they would have taken place in the Sun Valley Inn. Now they were under big tents and in the pavilion at Sun Valley. So that was a big change. I think the most marked one, though, is that something Allen & Company has done from the very beginning is invited executives' families to come. And there's almost like a parallel program or parallel conference for kids of these billionaires and moguls and titans, where the firm hires babysitters from the local community, hires high school kids and adults to be babysitters for these executives' children. They made the decision early on that this year they weren't going to do that. So you didn't have that kind of, I mean, it's a strange, but kind of wonderful element to it to see these families there. That wasn't the case this year. It was just executives and their spouses.
We have about a minute left, and I'm curious about really quickly why these incredibly powerful folks still want this time and these in-person meetings versus just, you know, getting it done electronically or over the phone.
You know, I spoke with a bunch of them about this, and they said, look, they figured out how to make deals and talk to each other over the course of the pandemic, as we all did via Zoom. But there is something different about kind of casual interactions, catching up with people that you know well, meeting people that you don't. That's really important. And I think that that's what drew a lot of them back to Sun Valley again this year. A lot of them said to me it was kind of like a coming out party in a sense. You know, they hadn't really traveled, hadn't been to a big conference like this in more than 12 months. They look at this as an opportunity to reconnect with each other, meet new people, see what's happening in other sectors, and then, of course, take advantage of the unique and real beauty of being in this part of Idaho. They do spend a lot of time hiking and biking and rafting. It is a break, and I think, you know, it is a really rare thing for people this busy and this powerful to take this much time off their schedules to go to a place for more than just a couple of days, to go for a full week. The reason they keep doing that, I think, is because it is just known to be a place of such beauty and a place where, you know, these real conversations can take place among them.
Well, look, when the pandemic was going on last summer, it was the only place we vacationed was Sun Valley, 2 hours up the road, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's an amazing place to have in our backyard. Hey, David, it was really great talking with you. Thanks for the insight on it.
Nice to speak to you. Hope to meet you in person soon.
Absolutely. That would be lovely. We've been talking with NPR reporter David Gura, who covered last week's meeting of influential leaders of tech and business in Sun Valley. More Idaho Matters next.